Idolatry and seductive temptation. At the very outset there came a decisive test of character. It was provided that they should eat the food and drink the wine that came from the king's table. In this the king thought to express his solicitude for their welfare. But the food from the king's table was consecrated to idolatry, and partaking of it would be regarded as offering homage to the gods of Babylon. In such homage, Daniel and his companions would deny their faith and dishonor the principles of the law of God. Nor dared they risk the enervating effect of luxury and dissipation on physical, mental, and spiritual development. They were acquainted with the intemperance of Nadab and Abihu and its results and knew that their own physical and mental powers would be injuriously affected by wine. Daniel and his associates had been taught that God would hold them accountable for their capabilities and that they must never dwarf or enfeeble their powers. Strong were the temptations in that corrupt and luxurious court, but they remained uncontaminated. No influence could sway them from the principles they had learned in early life by a study of the word and works of God. Daniel might have found a plausible excuse for departing from strictly temperate habits. He might have argued that should he adhere to the divine teaching, he would offend the king and probably lose his position in his life. If he should disregard the commandment of the Lord, he would secure intellectual advantages and flattering worldly prospects. But Daniel did not hesitate. He determined to stand firm. He purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. In this he was supported by his three companions. In reaching this decision, the Hebrew youth did not act presumptuously. They did not choose to be singular, but they would be so rather than dishonor God. The first wrong step would lead to others, until, their connection with heaven severed, they would be swept away by temptation. God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs, and the request was received with respect. Yet the prince hesitated. "I fear my lord the king," he explained to Daniel, "for why should he see your faces worse liking than the children which are of your sort? Then shall ye make me endanger my head to the king."